I'm in Zanetti's in Mitchelton and I'm speaking to Brian. Brian lives in Ferny Grove and he is one of our local people who is in an electric wheelchair. You've probably seen Brian going around our local streets in his wheelchair going down to the train sometimes. We're going to interview him today about the experience of living with a disability locally in our community, what has helped him and what he has learned from the experience. Brian, would you like to start off sharing with us how you became disabled and how severe it is?
Yes, thank you, Anne. It was the morning of the 25th of September 1991. This specific day, they had me cleaning windows on the outside of the building. The building was three stories high, and when I got onto the window ledge, I had a stepladder under the window ledge, and as I was climbing, the stepladder slipped from underneath. I had the fall from the top floor of the building, which was approximately 40 foot, and when I hit the bottom, I landed on a wooden fence. I can remember the ambulance call coming, and I remember them taking me on the way to the Royal Hospital. When we were about three quarters of the way there, I just could not remember anything at all. The next thing I knew about it was approximately 2 weeks later when I woke up in the spinal unit over at the Princess Alexandra Hospital.
Brian, I worked with you for a while doing volunteer work at Vinnie's, and we got to know you very intimately, I guess you might say. And one of the things that I got to know is how you have pressure sores because you have to sit down all the time. Could you tell us a bit about the experience of having pressure sores and how you get wound treatment in our community?
If I sit in the one spot for too long in my motorised wheelchair, this is one of the reasons that cause these pressure wounds. I've had pressure wounds in the past. I've had so many operations to try and heal them, and they've told me the last time I was in hospital was approximately 2 years ago. I have three pressure areas on me at the moment. I've got one on each side of my buttocks and one in the middle. The two on the outside of the buttocks, they have just about healed, and the one in the middle, it's going to seem to take forever before it will heal. I've been in touch with my local GP. He's made arrangements at the Royal Brisbane Hospital to see if we'd be able to get some surgery done to the ones that I have now. They've informed my GP that I don't have enough skin on my body at the moment to be able to do any more plastic surgery on it. So as it stands at the moment, I live by myself now, and I have my son-in-law as my carer, and I also receive a bit of assistance from Spiritus Care Nursing Service, which come to me 3 days a week, Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays. So if I wasn't able to have anybody coming to do it, I don't know exactly how I'll get on. The only reason that I can get the 3 days is because they haven't got enough staff to be able to do it any more than those 3 days. So I am fortunate in a way that I am able to get them at least 3 days a week.
Do they dress your wounds? Do they clean and dress them?
No, I clean the wounds myself. I jump into a shower, I give them a good hosing out with the hose off the shower before the nurses arrive. I normally have a shower, they will give me a ring before they are about to arrive. They give me approximately 1 hour to have it ready for them when they do arrive.
Okay, it's a big issue, isn't it, this wound care thing? Now, train tracks, pavements, footpaths, roads around Ferny Grove. You live down Lanita Road area and you have quite a way to get to the station. You've become something of an expert on the condition of our local roads for people who need to get around in a wheelchair. Could you talk to us about what that is like, what the quality of our local roads and footpaths is, please?
Yes, I've had a bit of trouble in the past I've been trying to cross the railway tracks at Ferny Grove, and I've had a problem with my motorised wheelchair. I was trying to cross one morning, and my motorised wheelchair had stopped in the middle of the tracks. And I did not realise at the time the train was just about at me when the driver blew the whistle, and there was nothing that I could really do. I just sang out, "Could somebody please help me?" Then two gentlemen came to my assistance. They were able to push me clear of the railway tracks.
Do you know the names of those gentlemen?
No, I don't know their names. I tried to get in contact with them the following day because I wanted to show them some appreciation for what they had done for me, and I advertised through the newspaper if the people that had helped me, could they please get in contact with me, and nobody had been in touch with me. I was very appreciative of what they had done for me. If it hadn't been for them, God only knows, I may have been hit by that train.
It's a salutary story, and thank God for Good Samaritans. The whole issue of carers is one that is hidden in our community, and the caring role is one that we really need to understand more and what facilities are available to help carers. Could you talk about what needs you have for carer support and what help you have had or are getting for carers and what your awareness of the help carers get in our community is?
Yes, at the present time, it's very, very hard to be able to get somebody to be a carer for you. At the present time, I have my son-in-law who's caring for me. He helps me just prepare meals and maybe give me a lift onto a bed to go to bed at night. If it hadn't been for him, I don't know where I could have got any assistance for a carer. There's not very much available to people like me in wheelchairs, and I'm just thankful that I have my son-in-law at the moment, and he is married with four children, and he would spend 90% of his time looking after me and doing helpful things that I need doing. Like if I go out anywhere, he is able to put me into his truck, and I have a manual wheelchair which I use when I go shopping with him. And there has been times when I am absolutely frightened most times when I am by myself and I'm driving along footpaths and trying to get down gutters. In my motorised wheelchair, it has two batteries in it, and both of those batteries are in the back. And if I was to go down a gutter without an opening in the gutter, I most certainly would probably turn upside down in the wheelchair. And I honestly think, I know it's very hard, but I'd love to see the council do something more about those situations. And the other problem is that I have. I live in Lanita Road at Ferny Grove, and when I use the footpaths to go to the shops, I always find, because there is so many branches and leaves on the footpath, and I've got no other way to get around them. And approximately every 3 weeks, I have to take my wheelchair over to East Brisbane so I can get repairs done. It's because of the leaves and the branches on the footpath that cause me a lot of headaches with my chair, because once the leaves get into my wheels, it blocks the wheels completely. And I got my chair now through the government, but I still have to pay for every time that I get trouble with these wheels.
It's a very hard story indeed, and I have been with Brian one day when his wheelchair broke down and also saw the process of getting a repairman out. So these electric wheelchairs, they're complex pieces of equipment. They cost a lot of money to get originally, and driving them around on a footpath in bad condition with leaves and branches on and having them damaged is obviously a serious worry. Can we go back to the carers? So does your son-in-law, is he living with you, or is he living with you with his family, or are you living alone and he comes around there? How does that process work out?
Yeah, well, my son-in-law doesn't live with me. He lives approximately 40 kilometres from where I am. I live by myself at the moment, and my son-in-law comes down from up near Ipswich at least 3 days a week to make sure everything is okay. But he's married to my daughter, who has 4 children herself, the youngest one being 3 and the eldest being 12. And I think myself, I always think that I may have been a trouble to him because he has to travel that distance down and back, which he does approximately 3 or 4 days a week. All he gets is just a payment from Centrelink, which is not much at all. And I honestly think there should be more people or somebody else that we are able to get in contact with.
It seems that this is the sort of service that a supportive, caring community should have available locally in every community, should be able to look after its own people in its own community. Doesn't seem too much to ask, I don't think. I can clearly envisage having services that looked after our locals in our local community. Does he get any recognition or support? Does he have access to any advice or support on how to be a carer for you?
No, he doesn't get any support like that at all. I have asked, and I do get a bit of assistance from the spinal outreach team. They have social workers, they have physios. If I need anything like that, I can get in contact with them, but then I might have to wait maybe a week or two before they could get around to me. So, yes, I've been so bad with it because I can't get this assistance when I do need it that there has been many occasions when I have tried to do suicide because I just cannot handle all those worries, let alone just being in the motorised wheelchair. That's bad enough.
Do you get to talk to a social worker about what you need, about what the issues are you're facing trying to manage your condition?
Yes, I have been in touch with social workers. They do have a social worker with the spinal outreach team. I've been down to my local GP, which is at Fernie Grove, and I have told him on many occasions that I have been very suicidal, and he has rang social workers to come and see if they could come and talk to me before I actually went too far with doing anything.
Okay, now you talked about physio. Are you getting any regular physiotherapy?
No, I'm not getting any physiotherapy whatsoever at the moment. If I need anything, I've got to ring up and try and get in contact with the social worker. She will come and visit me, then she will go back and try and make arrangements for me to see a physio.
So the spinal support unit, where is that located?
Yeah, the spinal support unit, it's called SPOT, S-P-O-T. They are in a shopping centre on Ipswich Road at Woolloongabba.
Is that a place you would go, or is that something you ring up?
In the past, I have been over there, which makes it a bit awkward for me travelling from Fernie Grove over to there because I have to get a train over and then another train back. But I've often had to go over there because when I get these pressure areas, it may not be from just sitting. It could be the cushion. Maybe something wrong with the cushion. There may be something wrong with the back of the wheelchair. And if they find out that there is something that the cushion needs replacing, they make arrangements. They've got a cushion shop, which is over at the Royal Children's Hospital. So then they make arrangements for me to take my wheelchair over there, then I've got to get out of my wheelchair there so they can measure it up and make sure I do get the proper seating.